여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 2학년 19회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 지금부터 듣기 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 주말의 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's your schedule for this weekend?
I'm planning to go fishing with my father.
That sounds fun.
But the weather report said it would rain during this weekend.
It's dangerous to go fishing when it rains.
I think so too. Fortunately, there will be no wind. Anyway, I will ask my father if we can change the schedule or not.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자가 받게 될 선물로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you, Dad.
I want to give you a special gift. What about a new jacket?
You bought me a jacket for my birthday last month.
A new pair of shoes, then.
I'd like to get something more meaningful, such as a wallet or a backpack.
How about a watch? Now that you're a high school student, you have to save more time.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That would be a wonderful present for me.
3번 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I feel so bad.
What's wrong?
My friend Jimmy talked about my weight in public. What would you do if you were in my shoes?
Try to forget about it. I think he was just worrying about your health.
I don't think so. He made fun of me.
You'd better talk with him about your feelings.
But he won't take my words seriously. And I don't want to face him yet.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 어제 한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What did you do yesterday?
I went to City Hall.
Oh, did you take part in the marathon race? There was a big event there.
Yes and no.
Yes and no? What exactly does that mean?
Well, I joined the marathon event, but I didn't run. I worked as a volunteer.
What did you do as a volunteer? Did you cheer the marathoners on?
No, I provided them with beverages.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
How can I help you?
I have a problem with my vacuum cleaner.
Can you be more specific?
I cannot turn it on.
Let's see. It's not a big problem. I can fix it.
How long will it take to repair it?
15 minutes or so.
Then I'll wait until you finish repairing it.
6번 다음을 듣고 말하는 사람의 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
As principal, I'm so proud of our school baseball team. Its members are hard workers. I know the fact well that they practice baseball every day after school. As a result, our team won the league championship. I hope all the students of our school will share the joy with the team. And don't forget to support the baseball team now and forever.
Jane,
are you sleeping again during my class?
I'm trying not to do, but I can't help it.
This is the third time. I cannot stand it anymore.
I'm so sorry.
I will give you a penalty.
Oh, no. Please forgive me this once.
Never. Clean this classroom alone after school.
All right, sir.
I have decided to be an early bird.
What do you mean by that?
I mean that I will wake up early in the morning.
Good. The early bird catches the worm.
But there is no person to wake me up. My parents usually go to work before I wake up.
Why don't you buy an alarm clock?
That's a good idea. Let's go to buy one together. When you leave a house, you should check several things to keep your house safe. First, unplug appliances that are not in use. Second, turn off the lights. Third, don't forget to close the window. Finally, be sure to close the gas valve. In my opinion, the last thing is the most important for our safety.
Good afternoon, students. Today, let's talk about using the Internet. The Internet is a very useful tool. You can get a lot of information with just a few clicks and communicate with people living almost anywhere on Earth. But it can also be a dangerous weapon. Sometimes people's feelings can get hurt by what they read on the computer. So, you should always be careful with what you write on the Internet.
How did you feel when you met Susie for the first time?
She looked shy, but my first impression didn't last very long.
Please, tell me in detail.
Over time, I realized that Susie was bright and cheerful. She made me laugh a lot.
How long were you with her?
For about 2 hours at the cafe. We talked about movies, songs, and hobbies.
Hello?
Hello, it's me, Peter.
Hi, Peter. What's up?
I'd like to ask you something about your computer.
What is it? Just tell me.
Where did you buy yours? My mom finally allowed me to buy a new computer.
Good. I bought it at Hello Mart.
Ah, I got it. Thanks.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불해야 할 금액으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I would like to buy clothes for climbing.
You're a lucky woman. We've started to discount all the clothes for mountain climbing today.
Oh, good. I want a waterproof jacket.
How about this jacket? It's popular in our store.
How much is it?
The regular price was $200, but we offer a 30% discount.
Okay, I'll take it.
14번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Where do you want to go, ma'am?
I need to go to Seoul Finance Center.
No problem.
How long will it take to get there?
The traffic is heavy now, so it will take more than an hour.
Oh no, I must be there in an hour. Do you think I should take the subway?
I think you should. I'll take you to the nearest subway station.
Thank you.
15번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wait a minute. I want to go to the restroom.
Hurry back, because the concert will start in 30 minutes. I will wait in front of that bookstore.
Okay, can I ask you a favor?
Sure. What is it?
Please keep my briefcase while I go there.
Okay, give it to me.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자가 친구와 싸운 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sumi, you look upset. What's the matter?
I got in a fight with Minji.
Minji? She's one of your best friends. Why did you have a fight?
She sometimes talks about me behind my back.
What? Since when?
It's been a while. I try to put up with it, but I can't stand it anymore.
I understand how you feel.
17번 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1.
Could you explain this math problem? I don't get it.
Okay, listen carefully. Number 2.
I have some trouble with my eyes these days.
Why don't you go see a doctor? Number 3.
What's the problem?
I have a bad cough and a runny nose. Number 4.
I'm going to move to another school.
I'm sorry to hear that. Number 5.
Math is so boring to me.
How come you are good at it then?
18번 다음을 듣고 여자가 학교 내에서 지켜야 할 규칙으로 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Congratulations on your entering our middle school. I'm your homeroom teacher. Please keep in mind the followings. First, you mustn't be late for school. Second, be sure to wear school uniforms in the school. Third, try to look tidy. Lastly, wear slippers only in the school building. I hope you will follow these simple rules.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
Your computer is very slow today.
It seems to be infected by a computer virus.
Has your computer ever been checked for viruses?
Never.
You should check your computer with an antivirus software regularly.
Can you tell me how to run the software?
20번
Did our school team win the basketball game yesterday?
Yes, the game was very exciting.
I wanted to see that game, but I couldn't.
Why? Did you have something else to do?
Yes, I had to meet my parents at City Hall. Yesterday was my dad's birthday.
Oh, I see. So, what did you do with them?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 2학년 19회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 마칩니다.